Seasons have a way of stirring certain feelings. And for me, fall is about long green fields and the white flash of a soccer ball, thumping the ball forward amid cheers and shouts, moving to the open spaces. In my Vermont grade school, everybody played soccer at recess. The first graders and the eighth graders ran around the field together, choosing teams that were somewhat equal, mixing big and little kids for the sheer joy of rushing down the field in the crisp afternoon air. Even now, their memory remains vivid. But fast forward to today, and fewer kids are active in sports and recreation. Participation is down nationally by more than 10%. And while sports used to be a great equalizer, studies now show they're increasingly limited to kids from higher socioeconomic backgrounds. It's estimated that 2/3 of kids from households with incomes above the $100,000 level play youth sports, while in families earning below the $25,000 level, only about 1/3 do. And too many kids now focus on just one sport year-round. They hone their skills in club sports or travel clubs, where team membership can cost hundreds of dollars a season and is dependent on the ability of parents to drive long hours on nights and weekends. Plus, the growth of club sports has undercut established community sports from little league to town recreation programs, privileging those who can pay over those who can't. In Vermont, participation in sports remains high overall, with roughly half our high school students playing one of 28 sports. Cross-country programs, where everyone participates, abound. And new sports are developing, like Ultimate Frisbee, with more than 70 kids on a Montpelier team. But many kids are still left out, those who can't stay after school for daily practice, or those who have jobs or responsibilities at home. And instead of investing in sports where everyone can play, some schools focus on teams with punishing schedules, limited rosters, and demands that reduce participation. Cuts in bus schedules have further separated kids with cars and drivers from those without. Youth sports should be about having fun and inspiring lifelong participation. The joy of rushing down a green field as the afternoon shadows grow longer should be something every one of our children gets to experience.